Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about meeting in Chinese. We have Mandeep Rai. She is the CEO of Creative Visions Global. Hi, Mandeep. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have lots of meetings today?
I think that work is only emails, meetings, and telephone calls.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Nowadays, I realize that it's very hard to keep a day without meetings.
I wouldn't want to keep a day without meetings.
Really?
Yes. I feel like that's the juicy part of the day, because so much of our day can be isolated. Emails
right.
are quite isolating. Talking on the telephone is some form of
What's
communication.
What's wrong with isolation? I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm the opposite. I get all my energy from interaction.
Right.
So when I'm devoid of interaction, I feel as though a part of me is dying.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chinese people love meetings. So let's learn how to say that first.
Let's do that.
Yeah, it's called 开会.
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 开会. Yeah, so two characters, they mean something obvious. For example, 开, that means to open, to start with. And that also means to initiate something.
Okay.
And 会, that means gathering.
Oh, so to open, have an open forum.
Yes, you can argue that. Or you can say initiate a gathering as well.
Mm-hmm.
And two characters that dive in further, because it's so fascinating. The more I do research, the more I love it. So 开, we say it means to open, to start with. The character originally is a shape of a pair of doors with a pair of hands holding the plank. You know, ancient time, the doors in China or in many places like French doors, they have two together.
Yes.
And then there's a plank in the middle when
yes.
you want to lock it.
Yes.
So when you push your hand to unlock it, then
yes.
you open the door. So it's very visual.
Yeah.
That means to open physical door. So to say open the door, we say 开门.
开门.
开门. And then 门 is the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say to drive a car, we say 开车.
开车.
Yeah, because in this case, we are already switching on the power of the car. And then to say, turn on the light, we say 开灯.
开灯.
Yeah, and 灯 is the light. And then to say, you are very happy, we say, you open your heart. 开心.
开心.
开心. So 开 is very useful. In this case, we are using it to initiate a meeting.
I love that. I love the fact that it's a graphic description of a door, a graphic
yeah.
of a door.
Yeah, and the character for Hui, the second character, Hui is the fourth tone, and that means to meet up together,
mm-hmm.
to gather together.
Mm-hmm.
And the original shape of the character was like a steamer with the lid on. And when a steamer has a lid to put on, they meet together.
Mm-hmm. So as in to be joined together.
To be joined together. So to initiate a Hui, that means to have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the original of it.
It's really interesting because a steamer could also look like a house.
Yes, could be. And Chinese people, they drew anything they felt could be representing
a gathering.
Yeah, a concept.
Yeah.
And normally, of course, when things have the shape and form as an object, it's much easier to draw.
Mm.
So that's always how they started.
Mm.
But later on, they found that they ran out of things to draw because a square is like a square. This box is a square and that television is a square and everything is a square. So they can't continue drawing lots of squares.
Mm-hmm.
So they then introduced a lot of like a metaphoric meanings
mm-hmm.
to use the old characters, but with a new meaning, just like English.
Mm-hmm.
When you say open, you can say literally open the door, open the box, and you can say the open-minded or an open society or open the trade relations.
You'd imagine then that Chinese people would be quite creative because it's a very creative, visual, artistic language.
Yep, with 1.3 billion people and probably several billion over the history,
mm-hmm.
Some of them are very creative. Yes.
No, but your mind is being wired like that from the very beginning. It's
yes.
really interesting.
Yes, yes. And this is why there was a lot of study about which particular subjects Chinese people do better with the same degree of training,
mm-hmm.
based on the same degree of understanding. So that's quite interesting to see what type of language usage can change people's perception.
So which subjects are people better at?
Mathematics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. Because what's been found in the English language
mm-hmm.
is that if everything were incorrectly spelt, but the last letter was in the right place,
right,
that you can read a whole paragraph completely incorrectly spelt. So it just shows that actually the order of letters isn't so important. It's more the fact that your brain needs to just get a sense of the context and you can work everything out.
Yep, exactly. Right. You just mentioned that you are inspired by interaction and by meeting up with people.
Oh, yes.
I totally agree. But at the same time, I just sometimes notice that if I have too many meetings, then I lose the chance to reflect, to think, and to produce, to create.
Okay, so I think every meeting needs a beginning, as in you to have an objective going into the meeting, and an end, as in a time for you to then consolidate what you got out of the meeting. Yep. So as long as you do the follow-up that's required, that meeting then becomes useful.
Right.
A meeting for a meeting's sake is, I agree with you, less effective. But to have no meetings makes a very dull life.
Right. Yeah. So any tip about how to have a constructive and productive meeting?
I'd say firstly, to make sure that everyone who's coming to the meeting knows what the objective of the meeting is.
Right.
And that's not to say that everything has to have a very straight-jacketed purpose, but that if there's one purpose, people feel comfortable and people feel they know the context. Beyond that, there should also be a level of freedom to then be able to discuss, have time to discuss things that have been happening before and after the meeting or during the meeting, so that there's some element of relationship. Because ultimately, what are people? If we're not here to relate, what are we here for?
Yeah, that's very true. For meeting, when we want to say we finished the meeting, we just need to add one word in between, kai and hui. We say kai wang hui.
Kai wang hui.
Yeah, kai wang hui. And kai is to initiate, and wan means to finish. So it's the end, finish, complete.
Completion.
Yeah, so completion. So wan.
When.
Yeah, wan, the second tone, we go up, wan.
When.
Wan.
When.
Wan. And let's finish. Okay, so you initiate and finish a meeting. So, kai wan hui.
Kai wen hui.
Yeah, wan is like a W sound. Wan.
When.
Yeah, kai wan hui. Okay, great. I read Thomas Friedman. He once said he would be very happy and he would be grateful if people cancel his meetings.
That's because he wanted more time to do his own thing.
That's right. Exactly. I'm very much with him. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Mandy, for joining us. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about have a meeting, kai hui. Please don't forget to join us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。再见, Mandy.
再见。